Tonight I want to share with you a reading from the book of Lamentations. So whoever's got that one, just get ready. Not quite yet, but soon. This is a book of laments. People crying out to God with their complaints and their struggles. And I think it makes a lot of sense because I've heard a lot of people lamenting about 2016. It was such a terrible year. So many bad things happened. I wish it could just be over. Good riddance to 2016. Especially on Facebook, everyone's saying that. And I guess quite a few hard things happened in our world in this year. People noticed that a lot of celebrities died, and that's very upsetting to everyone. But of course, there were also very serious things that happened. The situation in Syria is worse than it seems to have been. It's been terrible for years, but it seems even worse. And there were lots of other places where awful things were happening. And I think we're all a little reeling from the Donald Trump stuff. And maybe some of us also had some hard things happen in our personal lives. Deaths of loved ones, illness, injury, plans that didn't work out, difficulties in our relationships, mistakes that we made and we couldn't correct. Well, the author of Lamentations can relate. In the section before our reading, he is lamenting and wailing and crying about all of his troubles. And then he says this.
The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continuously thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
I don't think that our troubles can be any worse than the problems of the author of Lamentations. So we are invited to do what he did, to call to mind the truth that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. We are invited to wait and to hope in God, trusting that even if we have troubles for a little while, that in the end, God will help us. The Apostle Paul knew what it was like to wait and hope. Even though he was going through a terrible time, he suffered from criticism and persecution and even got thrown in jail. But while he was in prison, he kept on writing letters of instruction and encouragement to the Christian churches that he had started. Even though they had difficult challenges to face, he gave them good advice for how to keep living faithful and fruitful lives in the meantime, before the return of Jesus the Lord. Let's hear from Paul in Philippians 4:4-9.
Pearson already told us this one.
Yes, we got a preview because Pearson read the same passage downstairs. He was on the same wavelength, I think. Paul.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you.
Paul's words remind me of something that Jesus said also. At the end of the Beatitudes, in his Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Paul says it twice. In every circumstance, we are called to rejoice in the Lord. We need to stop worrying and start praying instead. And not only asking God for what we want or what we think we need, but remembering to keep on giving thanks for God's blessings. And that's when we'll receive the gift of peace. We won't get peace because everything is perfect. We won't get peace because all our troubles have melted away. We won't get peace because the world around us is actually peaceful. We'll get peace because we remember God's faithfulness and love. We see God's blessings and gifts to us, and we entrust all of our troubles and trials to God, who will help us to carry them. Paul says that it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's a peace that won't make sense to anyone who sees us. It's a peace that even we won't understand, but it will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Then Paul says, this is my paraphrase, Paul says, think about the good stuff. Don't get bogged down by the problems, the struggles, and the failures. Don't remember 2016 as a year full of terrible events. Remember the good stuff, because there was lots of good stuff. On Facebook the other day, you probably all think I spend only a lot of time on Facebook, but I saw this video titled, "Good Stuff You Maybe Didn't Know or Forgot Happened in 2016. And these were just a few of the things they mentioned. Volunteers in India planted nearly 50 million trees in 24 hours. I didn't know that. Global child mortality rates declined in 2016. Funding from the Ice Bucket Challenge helped researchers identify a new ALS gene. That's great. The Antarctic ozone layer began healing itself thanks to environmental efforts. I admit I wasn't sure I believed that one, but if it's true, that's pretty cool. 250 elephants were moved to protect them from poachers and habitat loss. And pandas were taken off the endangered list. There were more, but I picked out a few. And we have already heard tonight that there were lots of good things that happened in our lives in 2016. At least we heard the thankful words in response to them. And I know that many of you, hopefully all of you, saw God working among us, in our lives, in our families, in our church, in our community. We have been blessed in so many ways, and God has helped us through our struggles too. Paul says, think about these things and keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. One of the things that Paul taught the Philippians to do, of course, was to pray. To pray in all circumstances with thanksgiving, with supplication, asking God to supply our needs, talking to God about our every need and hope. Ooh, I saw Nick looking at his watch and I was like, oh, it's 11:59. We're almost there, but we're not done. One of the things Paul told them to do was to keep talking to God about every need and hope. And we have to keep on gathering together, both to worship God and to pray for one another and for the world in which we live. And we must remember that it is not only us, we are not the only ones who are praying. Jesus himself is interceding for us, praying for our well-being and for our joy. In John 17, we read about Jesus praying for his disciples before he died. And not only for them, but for all of us who would come to believe in him through their words. Happy New Year! Happy New Year, everyone. Let's read from John 17. Yes, if you want to kiss someone before we keep going. Feel free. Who got John 17? Did anyone get John 17? Oh, Diana did. Good. Isn't that a good way to begin 2017 with words from John 17? Jesus.
John 17:11-17. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is the truth.
As we continue our lives in this world into 2017, we must remember that Jesus is praying for us, praying that we may have joy in knowing God through Jesus Christ and following him with our lives. God has given us the gift of God's word in the scriptures and in Jesus, the word made flesh, to guide us, to correct us, and to encourage us. And Jesus is praying for our protection from all evil. May 2017 be a year in which we remember Jesus' prayers for us, in which we delve deeply into God's word, and in which we have courage to follow Christ faithfully and boldly, serving God and God's purposes in all our decisions, our work, our play, our daily lives, and our plans for the future.